children. What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask Mothers and Fathers Align Saving Kids, kids of all ages and all stages for mental health issues, including addictions. If you need a referral for a therapist, an outpatient clinic, an inpatient rehab, a therapist, maybe a rabbi, somebody dealing with your family issues, feel free to call the Mass Confidential Hotline at 718-758-0400. And we are open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. You could call anonymously, describe a situation, and we will try and get you to the right place, the right person, the right therapist, the right inpatient clinic, whatever you may need to help your family with whatever you're struggling with. I would just like to share that I am doing tonight's show, Le'ili Nishmas, my niece, who's just Nifter, Ruchama Chaya from Bas Reb Dov Pinchas. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Tonight,
amen.
Thank you. Tonight, we have on with us a very, very, very dear friend, a colleague, a professional, a wonderful human being who has given her time to so many families out there. I'm not saying hundreds, I'm probably saying already thousands. So I would like to welcome on Ruth Deborah Wallen, clinical social worker, psychotherapist, motivational entertainer, and she has her organization is called Torah Therapeutics. Ruth Deborah, it's wonderful having you on tonight again.
Thanks a lot. Thank you for the very generous introduction.
It's always nice speaking with you, sharing clients, and talking about all mental health issues. But tonight's show is going to be a little different because Ruth Deborah, not only is she a clinical social worker in a private practice, but she also, her specialty areas is mindfulness-based cognitive therapy for marital, premarital, maternal mental wellness, kosher meditation, and relaxation techniques and self-regulation techniques. And that's so important that I want to talk about self-care. And I couldn't think of anyone else that would do it better than you. So
thanks
thank you,
a lot, Ruchama.
So I know you so many years, dozens of years, and you have a very thriving private practice. And it sounds like your current focus now has been on holistic wellness and self-care. So I'm wondering if you can share with my audience, how did you move into your holistic self-care wellness area, please?
So I've always been interested and curious about alternative things. I'm a little bit out of the box. As you know me, Ruchama, I'm not a straight, typical therapist from day one. But at the same time, as I became more involved in Chabad as a Lubavitcher and studying the Rebbe's writings, the Rebbe has a very holistic approach to wellness. And a lot of the stuff that's just coming out now in the 21st century in terms of mind-body medicine, in terms of talking about traits like compassion, self-compassion, loving kindness. They think that these are Lahavdil Buddhist and Hindu ideas, but Judaism, you know, has preached loving kindness since day one. So I read a lot of the Rebbe's letters, sikhas. There are talks. There's a specific talk about meditation that I base a lot of my holistic stuff on, where he's recommending meditation in the 70s. He's running after people, running after doctors and rabbis and neurologists and psychologists for literally dozens of years until it sounds like he's fed up and gives a sikha about TM, Transcendental Meditation, which has Avodah Zarah elements, and how someone needs to come up with the power of one. Well, as a teen, I did that TM. I wasn't observant, and I knew what the Rebbe was speaking about. And sadly, it was 40 years later that I got involved, but happily, even in my own private practice, hundreds of people have been benefited just from these meditation and relaxation techniques based on the Rebbe's request.
So, I know you're very passionate about your approach, and you do conduct typical therapy practice. So I'm wondering if you could tell the listeners, how do you integrate it?
It's a great question. So first you have to assess, size up the client, see what they're open to. Some people think if I mention meditation, they think I'm from Mars. And some people say they've had mindfulness meditations, but they were told that it might have some elements in it that are not kosher. So some people are very open to it and some are not. Some people are open to something like a psychosensory therapy. Something recently that I've been involved in is ways to even do self-care through self-soothing techniques. So literally rubbing down your shoulders gives a calming effect if you cross your arms and just rub down your arms, even if you're alone, even if you don't have a therapist, even if you don't have a friend holding you and hugging you. That gives benefit to the brain and body. And stroking your face gently and lovingly and kindly. These are things that naturally all mammal mothers have done throughout history. So there are things that, even though I conduct a therapy practice with an assessment and I see what's going on, is the person's mood uplifted? Are they anxious? Are they depressed? Are they overwhelmed? Where are they at? And what are the factors in causing that place that they're in? After that, we think, what will work with this person? Do they want a relaxation technique? Most people whom I teach a basic slow breathing technique, where I say the first premise, and everybody in the audience can now have something in their own toolbox of self-care, I say the first premise is close your mouth. It sounds rude, especially if it's my first appointment with them, but I say close your mouth and breathe through your nose. And then I say slow it down if you notice it. And every time you notice your mouth is open, close it. So what that does is it reduces the intake of oxygen and slows down the heartbeat, the blood pressure, obviously respiration, and it's good for everything. So there's certain simple things, I call these things invisible time, because you don't need to set aside 15 minutes to do a meditation with your eyes closed in a quiet room set aside. You can do it while you're driving. So what happens is, as people take on these self-care wellness techniques and enjoy, and their families start seeing the change, and they feel the change internally, so then they're more available for other more traditional type therapies, talking things out in a calmer way, happier, ready to tackle problems, because they're not totally overwhelmed by the original insanity, and we bring them down. Calm them down, and then they can really tackle day-to-day issues.
So you mentioned about the Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, was such a forward thinker and his approach. and it moves you to this way of practicing. Is there some way you would offer to my listeners where they can easily read about this?
Sure. Absolutely. So the first thing is, if anybody, if you've got, hopefully many of the listeners will have access to the internet, and they can look on Chabad.org for, I believe it's chapter 9 of the book that's called Healthy in Body, Mind, and Spirit. It's a collection of letters and talks from the Rebbe about various health and mental health issues, but volume 3 specifically, the Rebbe speaks about anxiety, mental health issues, depression, attitudinal issues, personality issues, OCDs. It's fascinating. And in this chapter, I believe it's chapter 9, is the meditation sicha, the talk that the Rebbe gave in 1979, Yud Gimel Tammuz, as well as other letters that he sent to different people about meditation and relaxation techniques. That's one place. The other one is in Be'or HaTorah, Volume 25. There's an article that I wrote based on a talk I gave at the Torah and Science Conference in 2015. The Be'or HaTorah comes out every other year, so it came out in 2017. And it's about my approach based on the Rebbe's request of that talk and the various other letters and memoranda the Rebbe spoke to people about regarding meditation and relaxation. But needless to say, the Rebbe wasn't only speaking about that. He spoke about fascinating things like chiropractic and hypnosis and various other things. So it's fascinating because the Torah knows many things hundreds of years before the sciences have figured them out. And that's the reason for the name of my company, Torah Therapeutics, because early on in my career I kept saying, yeah, but the Torah said this. The Torah knew this. This is not a 20th century CBT technique. This is, you know, this is Hasidus or Pirkei Avos or, you know, the Rambam. It's just pragmatic. So we're very fortunate, I believe, to have the Torah to inform us. And most of my clients are from, they're religious, and so they come knowing that I've got rabbis, I've got a particular Rav who literally gives hashgacha to these recordings that I've developed, meditation and relaxation recordings. You might know who that is, Rabbi Yehoram Ullman, Rav Ullman from the Sydney Beis Din. He's the head judge on the Beis Din there, and he knows a lot about medicine and medical and mental health things, and he's a fabulous person to have supporting my projects.
Yeah, that's wonderful, and I know so many people that have been helped by you.
Thank you.
In many of your different specialties that you, you know, offer.
I feel very blessed, Ruchama. Thank you.
Yeah. You were there when masks began.
Yes, I remember the olden days.
The olden days. Things were quieter then, I feel.
It was different.
There were lots of families in trouble and kids. You know, when I started it, it was really the focus was for drugs and alcohol. But as, you know, you work with me over the years, it's prevention of any mental health issues.
And as time goes on, I believe our community is more open, Ruchama.
That's what I wanted to bring up. That
they're willing to listen.
We turn the corner.
Thank God.
Baruch Hashem, because not only is the community willing to hear and do differently, but families are able to access great from religious therapists that are trained well by Nefesh. They get supervision. And just while we're mentioning Nefesh, just want to give a little plug out.
Plug in for the conference.
Next weekend, 4-day conference for therapists to sort of get a booster shot. They reboot.
Wednesday night is free.
And Wednesday night is free.
This is a real advertisement.
Yep. Any therapists that are interested, just go on to Nefesh international.org. You can register. We have a marketplace of many different wonderful clinics, therapists, inpatient rehabs, outpatient local rehabs, clinics, that attend. There are hundreds of therapists that come to this event.
It's a wonderful networking opportunity.
Training and networking. And you know what? Every therapist that somebody calls to make their first appointment, they must ask them, are you supervised? What is your license? And these are all things that we work on with NEFESH. I am a board member for NEFESH, and I must say that it is an amazing four-day weekend. So for those out there listening that are professionals, Askanim, there are teachers. There are school psychologists that attend, the early professionals. We have an amazing early professional.
A lot of medical and rabbinic.
A lot of medical and rabbinic to attend. And Rustavara, shall we share? Alumni attend, and that is such a rich audience.
Yes,
because
it's a wonderful
the alumni sit with you, share with the early professionals, mingle, network. You don't even want to go to sleep because you just
Sleeps during that weekend?
Right. So for those that are listening, go on, register, come even just for Thursday or Sunday. But Shabbos is nothing like that. Shabbos this year, we are proud to present Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson will be spending Shabbos with the Nefesh crowd. So anyone interested, let's go.
Won't be much Shabbos menucha with them. Nobody's going to fall asleep after the chillant.
Lots of enjoyment and yummy food, too. So let's get back to self-care.
That was a good advertisement.
Right. And Nefesh, by the way, is considered self-care.
Of course it is. Absolutely.
Because not only...
You've got to get reinforced and encouraged by your colleagues and friends. And you meet a lot of people. I've made really good connections through the Nefesh conferences.
Right, and self-care is important in many different ways. So self-care, going to a four-day conference all day long, you may be exhausted. So you may go to your room and rest for a half an hour and do the meditation. And if you're going to a family simcha, that's, the wedding and then Friday night, Shavuot, Bracha, Shabbos all day, what do you say to parents? How to take time out for their own self-care when they're with family, when they're at a conference.
So when people, let's say someone were to ask me, well, I can't do that. I don't have any time. Okay. Then sometimes we need to make a real inquiry and you need to make time. If you're a priority in your own life, you need to make time. If you're not, you need to make time. If you're not a priority in your own life, you may not need really, who's going to take care of you?
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Self-care is not just when somebody's going through premarital, marital, maternal, whatever.
Any of those things.
Right. You need self-care being a mom.
What if we just said, Ruhama, being a human being in this crazy world?
Exactly. And that's why meditation and kosher meditation, or for those that would prefer just relaxation techniques.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff. But you ask this. Very often I get people saying, I don't have time. And this is, sometimes the inquiry is something like this. Do you ever go on Instagram? Do you ever go on Facebook? Do you ever go on YouTube? Okay, add that up. Okay, that was at least 27 minutes throughout the day. Okay, so now can you give yourself 6 minutes? In that talk I was referring to of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he says the therapist should give like medication. He calls medication, meditation, and medication synonymous. He says you dose them. Isn't that fascinating?
Very.
He says, don't give too little and don't give too much. Take two aspirin, but not six. Right? So the Rebbe is actually putting this responsibility in the hand of a doctor or a therapist or a caregiver to guide the person into how much. Well, guess what my beginner's meditation on the breath, how long does it last? 6 minutes. So if the person says, I went 27 minutes on Facebook and Instagram and texting and blah, 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 and WhatsApp, well, 6 minutes? You can't give yourself 6 minutes of that? If you can't, that's a problem. And if it's that big a problem, so then I test them again. I say, okay, what about invisible time? Do you ever go to the doctor and sit in a chair? You ever waiting for a child at a parking lot at school? Have you ever sat waiting for a parking spot to open up in New York? Anything that takes a minute or two, I can give you something you can do with your eyes open without needing to think too much.
Are there any special websites you would suggest for my listeners where they can go on to get...
Well, if they're interested in my beginner's meditation on the breath, which is my main response to the Rebbe's request, they can get it for free. I can either send you a link and they can get it right from Mass, which would be nice, or I can just tell the audience my old website is being converted now, but it's available for free on my old website, TorahTherapeutics.com. I spell Torah without the H at the end because it looks weird with the next H. So TORATHER. A, P as in Paul, EUTICS.com, TorahTherapeutics.com, and you go to the store, the Noga store, Noga meaning no yoga, because we're not using Sanskrit language, but also, you know, meaning it's powers, as well as, in Kabbalah, there's a concept called Klipas Noga, that's the mundane, so we take power things and elevate them, so we use relaxation and meditation techniques for our benefit. So Noga Sound Solutions, you can find several free meditations on that page. Also, if you want to go to CD Baby and look me up, my name on CD Baby is R.D. Wallen, and you can get the whole album in either location or individual downloads.
Thank you. Is there anything fascinating that you've noticed in what you share with your clients?
About a million things. How long do we have, Rukama?
That could be
one interview times 10. So I'm going to share something that recently has come to an important point in my life, is that my husband has had some blood pressure issues, and in the last couple of years, I've been studying about the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is a nerve that runs all the way from the top of the head to the bottom of the head, the base of the spine, the tip of the spine, all the way down to your pupic, all the way down to the bottom of whatever. And it touches almost every organ going down. It relates to every organ going down. And if you can train the vagus nerve in certain things, which is some of the techniques that I teach, you can actually heal medical problems. So in the last few years, I've had three distinct, fascinating medical things resolve that we weren't even interested in when the person came to me. So one was, I'll try to mask, we'll use your name, mask the details, but a man came to me with a problem, a heart problem that's called SVT, supraventricular tachycardia. The heart beats very, very, very fast. You feel like it's pounding out of your chest. God forbid you're going to have a heart attack. But it's not. It's benign. The only problem is it's very distressing. And so this gentleman, from the time he was a little boy, was told, put your face in a bucket of cold water or your head in a bucket of cold water, and it will reset your heart. Well, that's very frightening, I'm sorry to say. I would not want to be a little child doing that. But guess what? he got used to it and did it throughout his life. So he knows every few days or every few weeks he has this little tachycardia, sticks his head in water, he's okay. To me, it sounds a little wild, but, you know, I understand the phenomenon. So what happens? I start working with this person about something totally different, a family issue. And we resolve it and things go well, but part of it is he gets really anxious. And with his health condition, it makes him agitated and activated, and his heart is pounding. And, you know, he doesn't want to get activated anymore because it brings SVT. Well, so we talk about the family issues, but I teach him relaxation and meditation techniques, specifically a technique that I'm going to teach the audience briefly, is what I call the breathing contest. And in that technique, what we do is we breathe in through the nose as slowly as possible, and then out through the mouth through a little teeny tiny straw hole, and count. And especially do that at nighttime so you're not thinking about upsetting things while you're trying to fall asleep. And you count your in-breath and slowly exhale, and the exhale is more important. So he practiced this for quite a while, and he did my meditation, and he did other things, other hocus-pocus that I taught him. But the thing that he said definitely affected him was the breathing and the meditation. And all of a sudden, his SVTs stop. They get less frequent. So it's not a couple times a week. It's not even a couple times a month. And now it's not even once a month. And guess what, Roostivora? I don't have those things anymore. Okay? So we're done with the therapy. He's all good and, you know, patched up and everything. It had nothing to do with the SVT. But Baderach Agav, it helped it. Well, a couple months later, he calls me up. He says, "You're not going to believe what happened." I always believe what happened. I started getting an SVT. It was very mild. I told my son, "Go get me a bucket of water." But instead of my face, I put my hands in it. It resolved immediately. And he said, "Why did it happen?" I know. I said, "I know why it happened." I said, "You got a little lazy." He said, "Yes. I'm going to get back to my breathing and my meditation." So some people, I just turned 60 recently, I take a baby aspirin every day from my doctor's recommendation. I take many supplements. You know what? So sometimes you do something to keep yourself protected.
Absolutely.
So for him, his self-care is slow breathing techniques, and he won't have an SVT episode if he maintains it or, you know, with the meditation. And what am I asking? Six or 7 minutes in the breathing, you can do invisibly. You do it in the car without the counting. You do it in bed with the counting. You do it while you're waiting somebody with the counting. And lo and behold, it calms your nervous system down tremendously.
Well, we can go on and on and
on. Yeah,
well,
that's the
time. Thank you.
Thank you, Rukama.
Really wonderful, and you should continue to help people heal in all ways. Again, tonight's show is L'Zecha Nishmas, my niece, Ruchama Chaya Frima, Bas Reb Dov Pinchas, her neshama should have an aliyah. I'd like to wish everybody a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos, and always remember, hang in, hold on, and hug tight. Thank you, and have a good night.
After over 40 years of serving the Borough Park community at 13th Avenue and 49th Street, Klein's Pharmacy has closed its doors. All records and prescriptions have been entrusted and transferred to Moshe's Pharmacy at 4508 13th Avenue, so Klein's customers can continue to receive excellent and prompt service. Moshe's Pharmacy provides an exceptional, personalized, friendly pharmacy experience that's sorely lacking in most chain pharmacies. Moshe's is the third largest pharmacy in the country that gets free trial medicines due to the relationships with the major drug companies. Even if you don't have insurance, Moshe's is able to get you free trial drugs for 30 days. They offer the best prices on prescriptions and pharmaceutical supplies, bypassing middlemen to give you discounted prices. Moshe's Pharmacy is located at 4508 13th Avenue and is open 24 hours a day except for Shabbos. Fast, free, no minimum, same-day delivery till midnight, available not only to Borough Park but to Queens, Manhattan, Five Towns, and beyond. Call them at 718-686-9999. Call now, 718-686-9999. Moishe's Pharmacy.